For millennials growing up in the township, All-Star, Reebok and Jordan sneakers were gloried footwear. Only a pair of them felt like royalty, but recently the invention of Batu shoes by Theo Baloyi, drip footwear by Lchao Sekhwana and landlord's footwear by Rashid Tobeja have revolutionised and disrupted the sneaker market in South African townships. Rashid Tobeja was born and bred in Krugersdorp, now Mogale City, in the west of Johannesburg. He is the son of a staunch ANC member and a comrade with a wide array of connections, but paradoxically he chose a different path, which does not have any political affiliations. Instead, he chose the road less travelled into the cutthroat world of shoe entrepreneurship. Tobeja grew up in an overcrowded hostel where the lifestyle is a reflection of structural poverty, and he highlights that his humble beginnings inspired him to be aggressive, disciplined and unapologetic in pursuit of his entrepreneurship ambition. In addition, he recalls with nostalgia that his entrepreneurship spirit stems from the hip-hop music genre he listened to in childhood years. He says the 90s hip-hop, to be specific, that genre had content which was very educational and informative. Also, the stories of hip-hop musicians rising from rags to riches made me have a strong conviction that anyone has got the abilities and potential of being raised in downtrodden environments and still grow up to be achieve dizzy heights of success. Inasmuch as Tobeja had a passion for entrepreneurship at an early age, he didn't venture into entrepreneurship soon after matric, due to a scarcity of funds and not having a concrete business idea. Therefore, when he matriculated from Coronation Secondary School, his first job was being a labourer in construction. I was digging trenching and housing foundations in Ranandal and other estates around Krugersdorp. I wanted to buy myself Converse Chuck Taylor All-Star sneakers, as my parents were now financing the needs of my younger siblings, he says. Initially, construction work is associated with migrant workers and those who grew up in the villages. Hence, for Tobeja, a township lad, to be humble enough to work in the construction world speaks volumes about his strong will, determination and meticulous work ethic. Instead of waking up to chill in a corner, play dice, join gangs and spend days roaming the streets with other unemployed youths, he distanced himself from such unproductive routine and toiled with pick, shovel, dust and mud. From his construction earnings, he saved enough money to do a security course, a course which enabled him to be employed at Busasa. While working as a security guard at Busasa, he empowered himself academically by enrolling at UNISA to study travel and tourism. Then he upgraded his studies when he did a course called Thought Leadership for Africa's Renewal with Thabo Mbeki Leadership Institution. These courses enabled him to be promoted twice at Busasa, first as a receptionist, then secondly to be a tender coordinator of the group. Despite being promoted twice and having a decent monthly salary, his passion and calling for entrepreneurship was so strong that he felt that there is a gap in the market for locally created shoe brands. Therefore, he decided to become a shoe entrepreneur and started Landlords Footwear SA. Prior to starting his brand, he did an intensive market research, of which he says, "When I initially conceptualised the landlord sneaker idea, I wanted to know exactly what was happening within the footwear space in Africa and who are the major players in the field. I took a trip to East Africa and also embarked on a journey to West Africa. While in Makula Market in Ghana, I had a life-changing conversation with Long Ghanaian shoemaker who was manufacturing shoes and selling them on the market. I returned to South Africa determined to give birth to my pregnant business idea." Tobeja says, "Landlord's footwear is a symbol of ownership. This is me saying whatever space you occupy in your private life, own that space. We are a new breed of young black people who want equity stakes. We want to control our own destiny, and thus the sneaker brand is called Landlord's." The life of a shoe entrepreneur is a hectic one. His schedule is so tight, as it includes brainstorming on shoe designs, manufacturing quality and reliable shoes, networking for potential clients through social media or aggressive selling behind his VW Polo, which he jokingly says was a mobile shop, as the landlord shoes are not on the shelves of any retail store. I have no intention of being shelved by major stores yet, but if an opportunity arises and it makes financial sense, we might go for it. In addition, Tobecha asserts that the toughest thing in retail is inventory management. If you have too little stock, you'll be out of stock and potentially lose sales. On the flip side, if you have too much stock, then you must do clearance sales to get your inventory turnover ratio to appropriate levels, thus losing money. When asked about the business lessons which he learned from COVID-19, he joyfully responded saying, "Mac, it's funny how we sold over 500 sneakers in 3 months using paid Facebook ads. You see, any child who trains and educates themselves about how things are done will make something out of nothing. During the first lockdown, when everything came to a standstill, I took that indoors moment to study digital marketing online, and I got a certificate from Google. By empowering myself with digital marketing, I mastered the technique on how to run an online-based business. With the world having gone digital, digital marketing is a much-needed business skill as it equips an entrepreneur on how to market his or her product, sell, and do transactions online." Tobecha's motto, life is a marathon. Tie your laces and run those laps.